Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Boston man faces arraignment today on charges related to the quadruple homicide in Mattapan last month. 34-year-old Kamani Washington faces gun charges and charges of receiving a motor vehicle allegedly stolen from one of the victims. The shooting rampage has put a spotlight on Mattapan, and many residents are not happy about it. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tunis has more.
No one is saying the media shouldn't have covered the murders in Mattapan. The problem for many people was how it was covered and how reporters write about Mattapan the rest of the year. Here's how WFNX, an FM radio station owned by the Boston Phoenix, talked about the murders.
The city of Boston was shaken to its core this week when someone shot and killed four people, including a toddler, and wounded a fifth person in Mattapan, a neighborhood that some are now calling Murderpan.
Recently, I heard a phrase that I denounce, don't associate myself with in any way, and I think it is a wicked phrase, a phrase Murderpan.
Bishop John Borders III heads the Morning Star Baptist Church in Mattapan. His church stands on a hill just blocks from the site of the murders. He's not a particularly political minister, but these deaths have changed him, he says. When he delivered the eulogy for the toddler and his mother who were killed in the massacre, he suggested that the media were part of the problem. He implored reporters to tell stories about the good in Mattapan.
To find a way to better report and more balanced reporting regarding the life and activity of people in the inner city.
Borders complained that reporters don't know much about his neighborhood. He pointed to a story filed outside his church after the funeral in which a veteran TV reporter mistakenly said she was in Roxbury, not Mattapan. To Borders, this mix-up signals a general disinterest in neighborhoods where many of the residents are Black. It's a common perception that reporters only cover violent crime and political scandals in these neighborhoods.
I disagree with the assessment that we parachute into Mattapan or other city neighborhoods only when there's a sensational crime.
Jen Peter is the local news editor for the Boston Globe.
In Mattapan, we've covered the new library there extensively. We did a story about concerns of local citizens about the very screechy wheels of the local trolleys. We've written about the farmers market there.
Peter acknowledges that pressure from readers has focused more Globe attention to the suburbs over the years. But she says the paper remains committed to covering Boston. For the last 2 years, the Globe has assigned a reporter to focus on Boston neighborhoods. And last week, Boston.com rolled out a hyper-local website dedicated to Mattapan. But to Ayanna Presley, an at-large city councilor from Dorchester, that's not enough. Presley has publicly called on reporters to write more positive stories about young people of color.
If we don't challenge ourselves to tell the full story, I think it gives people outside of those neighborhoods an excuse to not pay attention and to not think about what can they do to improve this situation. And I believe we all have a responsibility in this. You know, we are one Boston. We are one big neighborhood, if you will. But if you're only hearing one viewpoint and one perspective, and it is always tragic, then, you know, not everyone is going to operate from a place of empathy and compassion.
And context, says Dorchester resident Kenneth Cooper. The Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist says the Boston Globe did a thorough job covering the murders, but says it and other media characterized Mattapan as one-dimensional.
A good many sections of Mattapan are middle-class communities of homeowners who are working hard to make a living and trying to move up in the world. They don't go around in trepidation of becoming a victim of street crime.
Cooper says too few reporters know about neighborhoods in Boston, particularly those populated by people of color. He says assignment editors should ask reporters to explore deeper in neighborhoods such as Mattapan. But he says ultimately, the biggest problem might be the composition of newsrooms, where there are few Black reporters or editors. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tunis.